Federal officials are on the North Slope collecting input from residents about the proposed listing of certain ice-dependent seals as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration held a public meeting in Barrow last night, and testimony was overwhelmingly critical of the proposed listing. KBRW's Jake Neer has the story.
44 people attended a meeting put on by NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service Tuesday night to voice their opinions about applying Endangered Species Act protection to three species of ring seals and two populations of bearded seal. NOAA fisheries officials say the proposed threatened listing was sparked by a petition from the Center for Biological Diversity and is based on long-term model projections showing sea ice and snow cover loss. But that justification came under severe scrutiny at Tuesday's meeting at the Inupiat Heritage Center in Barrow from nearly every speaker. North Slope Borough Mayor Edward Itta led off testimony.
You don't have any information whether seal numbers are increasing or decreasing. You don't know the movement pattern of the animals. You don't know how they use the habitat. You don't know how the snow will change as the ice continues to thin and retreat.
Mayor Itta went on to say Endangered Species Act protections are not an effective tool to address climate change, the actual cause of the projected sea ice loss. This was a concern brought up numerous times during the night, including during the testimony of wildlife biologist Robert Sudam.
There are millions of ring seals and probably hundreds of thousands of bearded seals. In my mind, the ESA was never intended to protect species that have such large population sizes. So help the credibility and future usefulness of the Endangered Species Act by not listing ringed and bearded seals.
Another major concern expressed during testimony Tuesday was that projections would negatively impact local residents, especially the Inupiaq population and their subsistence lifestyle, far more than they would positively protect seal populations. Barrow resident Ethel Putkatuk said she believes the added regulations are a slap in the face.
My friend Richard Glenn sat down and looked at the number of federal statutes and Alaska statutes that circumscribe our lives and concluded quite rightly that we are becoming the most fundamentally regulated people on the face of this planet. We who do the least damage that we can to the environment, we who try only to use what hunt and gather what we need.
NOAA fisheries officials and environmental groups maintain the Endangered Species Act is set up to protect subsistence users, and this listing would not impact their way of life. Moreover, they point to additional protections in the Marine Mammals Protection Act that also maintain exemptions for traditional hunting. However, those opposed to the proposal are concerned about the one exception to those protections, that subsistence harvest cannot be wasteful. That's a term that some speakers called subjective and arbitrary. Barrow resident Joe Sage says the oversight that provision requires has impacted hunters in the recent past.
That's like me walking with you through AC Valley Center. Hey, well, hold on 1 second. Can I check your pockets? What did you get? What did you get to eat? Are you sure you're going to eat that? That's how we feel.
NOAA officials at the meeting said they'd take all testimony into careful consideration and acknowledge that traditional knowledge should play a part in the final decision. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.